Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And I'm your host, Lee Haney, and it is a beautiful day in Atlanta, Georgia. The sun is just blasting away. We got a nice cool breeze going. And, it doesn't get any better than this. But I want to say to each and every one of you, thank you for joining the show. We have a fantastic show lineup for you today, and hopefully you've had a chance to listen to some of the testimonials of the people that entered the 60-day transformation weight loss challenge, those who have been successful in losing 70, 60, 40, 50 pounds, and they're still on track as far as accomplishing their overall goals. We want to continue to encourage you guys to stay with it. You know, don't get weary and drop off. Stay with it because you got to keep in mind that your health is your wealth. You only have one body. You got to take care of it. And the other thing you want to look at, too, as we age, you know, I'm 55 now, but I feel good. I'm in great shape. I can run. I can jump. I can enjoy, you know, I can wrestle around with my son now. Of course, he's 27. But I'm looking forward to being able to wrestle with my grandkids, too. In order for me to be able to do those kinds of things, I got to take care of my body. You know, in order to do anything in the earth, you have to have a healthy body. I've never seen the spirit do anything. You know, this passage of the scripture found in, I think, 3 John, where Paul said that I wish above all things, my brothers and sisters, that you prosper in me in good health, even as your soul prospers. So we talk about in that passage good health connected along with the spiritual self. So that's extremely important. So you got to take care of yourself. I got a very special guest that's going to be joining us for the show. I was really amazed having read her testimony and how she went about accomplishing her goal and that she's still on top of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Ms. Cheryl Curtis. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I am doing great, and welcome to Totally Fit. And how are you doing on this beautiful day?
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing great. Just glad to be where I am.
There we go. You're looking great.
Thank you.
I saw those befores and afters, and man, you just shaping on and curving on in there, ain't you, girl?
I was shocked myself. I really was, because I was so kind of like at a place when I started where I just wasn't sure. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I can do it. I can do it. And I did it. Thanks
sure
to
did.
You and
you
your
made
team.
You made up your mind, and you jumped right in there. So let's jump right in, and let's share with the audience exactly how you went about doing it. Now, I read for your information, a panel that you sent to us. Your inspiration was your family. So let's talk about that.
I am a single mother with 3 daughters, two of whom left to go to college already, and one that I still have at home, as well as my sister, who's here in the D.C. metropolitan area with me. And as time went on, I just realized, you know, I've always struggled and battled with my weight from a child. And even with my children, they went through the same thing, especially my oldest two anyway, because they have the same build and makeup that I have. So all throughout their teenage years as well, they struggled with their weight. But they stayed active, and I made sure they stayed active, and that was the thing for me growing up. I stayed active. But as I got older and got into adulthood and started having children, you know, time went on, and I kind of got complacent just trying to make sure they were okay and forgot about me. And as time has gone on, I said, well, you know, they're at an age now where eventually I know they're going to, you know, have families and start having children. And my biggest thing was I want to be around to see that. So I knew that, you know, in my family, diabetes runs in my family, high blood pressure runs in my family. I've had all those issues in my family, but I've been thankful enough and blessed enough not to have them myself. So I knew that I was turning 40 this year, and I kept saying, okay, that's that age where things start to kind of go downhill with your health if you're not careful. So I didn't want to, you know, fall into the trap of having to deal with those issues, because even though I've been overweight most of my life, I've never had high blood pressure. I've never had diabetes. I've never had anything, you know, similar, but I don't want to get there either. And I knew with me being close, once I found out and got on a scale to 300 pounds, I knew I had to stop. I was like, okay, the buck stops here. This is enough. So I made up in my mind. I texted my sister. I heard you on the Steve Harvey Morning Show talking about the Transformation Challenge. And I said, you know what? This is a perfect time. Why not? You know, because I knew I would be going out of town. We had planned a trip for my birthday, for my 40th birthday to Vegas, which was last week. Praise God, I made it. And I told my sister, I said, you know, I want to do this. I went on your page and I sent the link to her. And I said, you know what? I really want to do this, but I'm going to need your help. I said, because I cannot do it alone. I need, you know, an accountability partner. And she texted me back. She emailed me back. She said, yeah, do it. Go ahead. I'm going to help you. I said, okay. So I jumped right in. And, you know, in the beginning, like I say, I was kind of on the edge, like, I don't know if I can do this, because it had been so long since I had actually had an exercise regimen and done what I was supposed to do. So it was hard in the beginning, but after, you know, the first week or two, I finally started to get into the swing of things again, and before I knew it, you know, I was down 36 pounds.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I mean, and everybody looking at pictures, matter of fact, I sent a lady to the site today, you know, because she was struggling with shoes. And I also sent a young man to the site. You know, he was over 300 pounds, and, you know, he got kids. And, I mean, he was just scared, you know, as to what could happen if he stayed on that track. But I sent him to the website and told him and told her to just look at those of you, you know, especially yourself, Cheryl, who decided to make a change and who decided that they wanted to live longer and be healthy. Because your health is your wealth, you know, and people don't really get a feel for that until something bad has happened. I've had people that were millionaires, and they said to me, Lee, if I had my health, I would give every dime just to get that back. So the best medicine is not to lose it. And you are right on track with living longer and feeling better. Now let's talk a little bit about, you know, the habit of what you are now. Because a lot of times people start something and stop. But also know, too, that if you can do anything for 30 days, let alone 60 days, it can become a lifestyle habit. So where are you with that? Is it a struggle now, or have it gotten easier to make those
It's gotten actually easier. I mean, even with me, like I say, last week I went on vacation. I went to Vegas for the very first time. That was my birthday gift from my sister, and it was like a celebration for me for not only, you know, making it 40, but also, you know, getting to my goal. Because once I decided I was going to do this, I said, okay, it's January now. I think I can lose 40 pounds by April. So my big short-term goal was 40 by 40. And I was determined I was going to get down 40 pounds by my 40th birthday. And my long-term goal was 100 pounds by the end of the year. So I'm still on target to do that. And even though, like I say, I was on vacation last week, I noticed myself making those decisions, even though I was out of town and on vacation. When we went out to eat, because it was a lot of eating out, I noticed myself making much better decisions, whereas usually I would go in and say, I want chicken and waffles for breakfast. Instead, I did a veggie omelet for breakfast, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't even a struggle. You know, that's what I wanted to do. And like you say, if you can do anything for 30 days, let alone 60, it does become a habit. Because I even noticed with a lot of my coworkers when I first started, they would come into my office and they'd be like, oh, we're going out to lunch. You want this? You want that? And I'm like, no, I can't have it. And I'd be like, get out my office. Don't even come in here with that. No. You know, so in the beginning, it was hard for me to say no to them. But as time went on, it was so much easier for me to say, now, y'all know I can't have that. You know, and eventually they started to kind of like latch on and be like, oh, we ain't going to even go in there and ask her. And then even once I finished, and I was so amazed at the results at the end when I got the email from you guys. And although, you know, I really wanted to win, I felt like I had won. When I saw my picture up and saw my name up for third place, I sat in my car and before I even opened the email, when I saw it, I sat there and I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I prayed. And I opened the email, and when I saw I had won third place, you would have thought I won first place. I just burst out in tears, like, just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I at least, you know that I'm on the right path. And when I showed my coworkers and I came into work, everyone was just so amazed when they saw the pictures. I was amazed when I saw the pictures because I didn't realize how big of a difference it was just from doing it until I looked at the pictures. And it was so funny because I came into work right after that, and I just happened to be wearing, you know, some old clothes I had, and my coworker looked at me, and she said, Cheryl, you need to buy you some clothes, because your clothes are falling off now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a struggle in the beginning, but now it's so much easier, and like I say, even with me just coming back off of vacation, I was just telling somebody here at work today, I said, you know what? I said, vacation is over. Today is April 30th. And I said, May 1st, I'm going back to my strict thing. You know, I celebrated for the month of April. I didn't gain anything back because I was still, you know, trying to watch what I did. Even though I wasn't doing exactly everything I was supposed to, I did the basics. And that was enough. So I said, I'm going back to my strict regimen. Birthday celebration over. Everything's over. Let's get back to it now because I got to get down these other 60 pounds by the end of the year. So I'm really excited about it. My coworkers are even excited. I've talked to a couple of them. And when I found out you guys were going to do another challenge in the fall, a couple of them have told me that they want to do it. One of my girlfriends even called me last week, and she said, well, Cheryl, I went on the website after I saw what you had done, and I ordered stuff for the challenge that you did. She said, I'm taking these fat burners, and they make me sweat. Did they make you sweat? And I was like, oh, you're doing it. Great. So, you know, everybody is kind of like latching on, and I'm kind of glad because I've talked to a couple of my coworkers, and I told them, I said, well, I'm not quitting. So even when the challenge, you know, is back in full swing in the fall, maybe we can all do it as a group. So I'm trying to get some group of my coworkers together to do it with me in the fall, but I'm not going to stop before the fall. I'm going to keep going, and then hopefully in the fall that'll be more motivation to keep going.
Well, that is so good, Cheryl, and it's great that you've been able to influence and impact those around you. You know, as I often told a lot of the people who have taken the challenge who dropped the weight, a lot of them, you know, a lot of people don't realize that every 1 pound of body weight you lose, you're getting rid of 4 pounds of pressure off your knees, hips, back.
Oh, yeah.
Pounds. Don't you know that's 144 pounds off your knees, hips, and back? I mean, 144 pounds. So you've done yourself a huge favor, which I know you feel better. What is your energy like now?
Oh, my God. Just talking about that joint thing, it's so funny you mentioned that because I had completely forgotten to mention it. Before I started this challenge, I was going back and forth to my orthopedic about my ankles, my feet, and my knees. I had had problems with my knees previously, and I started having problems with my feet and ankles because not only was I overweight, I'm flat-footed. So with me having flat feet, I had developed what do they call it? I think it's called, I can't even think of the name of it. But, yes, plantar fasciitis. And it was bothering me so bad that I was scared when I started working out. And that was the hardest part when I started trying to do, you know, the workout with the Lee Haney DVD and then when we got the Q-robics. Because the first thing that would start hurting me is my feet. And I was telling my orthopedic about it, and I said, well, you know what? I said, I'm doing this DVD, you know, and I'm trying to get through it, but my feet hurt so bad after a few minutes. And I said, I just have to stop for a while and then go back to it. And he said, well, you're doing the right thing. Don't stop doing it. It's just when they start hurting to the point to where you feel like it's unbearable, you have to stop for a while. So that's what I started doing. I ordered some specific shoes that were designed for plantar fasciitis, and I just continued to do it. But I can definitely tell the difference because my knees don't hurt anymore. I still have problems with my feet, but my ankles aren't hurting as bad. They're still hurting a little bit, but I can tell that just with, you know, the few pounds, that not few, but the pounds that I've already come off, that there's a huge difference. And like you said, as far as my energy level, with me exercising and with me doing more, I thought I would be more tired, but I actually do have more energy. And it's so crazy because I was just, you know, explaining to someone before here at work again about how, you know, I used to be so active with my children as they were growing up. And I used to always be doing stuff, but at the same time, it kind of led me to eating on the run all the time because I had three girls, and at one point, they were all in three different schools. They all had their own activities, and it was just me. So I'm running here and there trying to get everybody where they're supposed to be, and it was just like pick up the quickest thing to eat. So, you know, my energy level, of course, now is much better because even when I'm on the run and I'm doing things for work and for my daughter that's still at home and even my two daughters that are away in college, you know, I still have to rip and run more often than I really want to. So what I make sure I do now is I plan. I keep me some fruit in the car. I keep me some nuts in the car. I keep those things with me so that when I do get hungry, I can reach in my bag that I keep in my car and say, okay, I got me something to eat on that. I don't have to stop at McDonald's. Not that I really hate McDonald's, but I don't have to stop at Wendy's or stop somewhere else and get something that I know I shouldn't have. I have something here that'll hold me over until I get home. And a lot of times I would make, you know, food at night for the next morning, or I would try to get it done on Sundays because my weeks are so crazy, you know, with my job. I'm an accountant, so the first 2 weeks of the month I may be at work 12, 13 hours. And by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. I don't want to cook. I don't want to do anything. I just want to go to bed. So a lot of times, you know, I would fix my meals and stuff on Saturdays and Sundays and just, you know, plan them out for the week. And that was the hardest thing. You have to plan. The planning was like the biggest thing. And it helped, like you say, it helped so much with the energy level because I wasn't eating all that, you know, on-the-go stuff because all it does is drag you down. It's like once you eat that stuff, it tastes good while you're eating it, so you think. But afterwards, it's like you have no energy. So now with working out and eating the right balance of foods, the right amount of vegetables, the right amount of fruits, the right amount of protein, and staying away from the carbs as much as possible, it helps so much with my energy level that you just would not believe.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you, now, because my sister herself, she struggled with the problems with her feet and her knees and so forth, and of course, she was overweight. And what I recommended, water. So she's been doing that, and she's made tremendous.
I didn't hear you. You went out a little bit for a minute.
Okay, I was mentioning that my sister dealt with feet problems and knee problems, and I recommended for her to start doing water aerobics. And when
right.
she started doing, her weight started coming off again. So I wanted to ask you, do you have a facility available to you that you can do water aerobics in?
Actually, I do. And I've actually been talking to another girlfriend of mine about looking into the schedule for that because at one point about 4 years ago, I was doing, no, about five, maybe about 5 years ago now, a little over 5 years ago, I did do a water workout class. And at that time, apparently, I'm not a swimmer. I'm afraid of the water, but they had the classes that were like shallow, so I didn't do deep water aerobics. I did the other one. And I had some issues with my ear where I had gotten trapped water in my ear, and it caused some issues, and I ended up having to have surgery on my ear. So now that I'm past all that, I think it's safe for me to go back to it because at that point I couldn't, you know, be in the water because they wanted my ears to heal completely. But now that has, I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine saying that I think I want to go back to that. And they even in our area have this, I think it's called a water spin class, an aqua spin class, where you do spinning in the water. They actually take the bikes in the water. So I want to try that as well. They have quite a few because I'm in the D.C. metropolitan area in Prince George's County. And the Sports and Learning Complex, which is a county recreation center, they have a lot of those classes through the county. So I am going to look into those.
Oh, okay, because that's a fantastic way to take stress off the feet and still get the job done. I just want to commend you for doing such a fantastic job. Now, let me ask you this. How did the 7-day detox system work for you?
Oh, my God. I was so amazed because so many of the detoxes are so harsh. And when I started, I was a little afraid because, first of all, looking at the meal plan the first week, I was like, you mean to tell me I can't eat meat? Are they crazy? But it was so funny because when I started, I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it just like it says. So I did the plan the first week, and I took the detox, and it was not a harsh detox, but it helped so much. In the first week, I was telling my coworker, I lost 9 pounds just in the first week from following the detox, doing exactly what it said, and, you know, going with the plan, eating the fruits, eating the vegetables, eating the sweet potatoes, and eating the beans. I didn't even miss the meat, actually. So when I did incorporate the chicken and fish after that first week, it was kind of like, okay, I'll eat it, but I really didn't care to eat it. You know, so that detox was amazing. And like I said, it was I expected it to be harsh. It was not harsh to my system at all. And, like, I have a very sensitive system when it comes to things like that and taking detoxes and stuff. And I was just really, really amazed at how well it worked and how normal it was, you know. But it definitely did, I feel like, clean my complete system and prepared me to finish out the plan for the remainder of, you know, the 60 days. So I, you know, actually have said I was going to do it again now that my vacation is over and I'm getting ready to go back, you know, strong and get back on my strict regimen. You know, I said I actually wanted to do it again, like, this week. So I said I was going to put in my order today, and I'm glad I'm talking to you now because that reminds me that I need to do it tonight.
Oh, well, that's great. Now, the other thing is that we have that fat metabolism, that fat burner. Now, that product, you know, it is awesome. I've always stayed with that one. As a matter of fact, those are the same nutrients that I use when I train for competition. It don't leave you jittery. As you probably know, it didn't cause you to be shaky or anything, did it?
Right. Nope, not at all.
And the other thing that it do this so well, it helps the body burn calories more efficiently, but it also has a B6 in it that causes the body to get rid of fluid, too, so you don't have a lot of fluid building up in the system. So that whole program we created was right on time for exactly what the body needs. Then the meal on the go. If you're ripping and you're running, you can have that as a snack or have it as a whole meal. So along with the multivitamin, which is a food-based multivitamin, which have nutrients in it also to help with brain clarity, also be complex to repair cell and tissue. Also, it has nutrients in there to help the bowel move better. So the whole program, you know, we went to great thought in order to get that set up that way. So it works the whole system. So,
right.
So now let me ask you this. Now, we've got the 36 pounds and we're back on track again. Now, did you get a chance to join in or take a look at the community?
I actually did. I didn't have as much time as I wanted to get on it, but I went on it quite a few times. And it's so funny because the April Cole, the lady that won first place, you know, and I had chatted a few times, and especially in the beginning, we chatted quite a bit, and we were, you know, just happened to be on there one day, and we were chatting and talking about working through the DVDs, and she was very instrumental in motivating not only me, but a lot of other people as well, and, you know, it was so funny because when we first started out and we were talking about the DVDs, and, you know, I was so excited once we got the second DVD for the Q-robics along with the Working Out with Lee Haney DVD, we were talking about it, and she said, well, I'm still trying to get through these DVDs. She said, I haven't been able to get through them yet. And I told her, I said, well, you know what? The first week I could only get through, well, the first day I couldn't even get through one song without stopping on the Q-robics. I was so exhausted. It was just like, I can't do this. And again, I had the problem with my feet, and my feet were hurting. But by the end of that first week, I was able to make it through the entire DVD. And I was really, really shocked. And again, a lot of that too, like I was explaining to her, came in with me having an accountability partner. Because my sister, like I was mentioning to you before, was so instrumental in helping me. Now, my sister is 16 years my senior, but she is in such great shape. First of all, she's She's a retired Coast Guard. She's retired from the Coast Guard, so she's always been into fitness. And, you know, she had kind of gotten lackadaisical herself. So when I mentioned it to her, she was like, well, good. It'll help me get back on track, too. Now, mind you, my sister just ran a 26-mile marathon about 4 years ago. And I looked at her like she was crazy then. And I said, you know what? You are 16 years my senior. It's no excuse for me. So, you know, she was my accountability partner, and she encouraged me so much. And she always said to me, like, even when we started working out with the DVDs, she explained to me why we were doing your DVD, you know, why we were doing this and what it did, you know, why we were doing it. And she said, well, she showed me how to do modified movements, whereas I couldn't exactly do the jumping jacks in the beginning, and I couldn't do the full push-ups. And she said, that's okay. Do however many you can, just do what you can. And before you know it, like the first week, I think I could maybe do 5 push-ups, if that. And she showed me the correct form. And once she showed me the correct form, she said, the form is more important than anything. Just get it right. By the time we were at the end of the 60 days, I was doing almost 35, 40 push-ups, and I couldn't do 5 at the beginning. So it was just amazing to, you know, have, like I say, the DVDs there. It was amazing to have the encouragement on the forum. It was amazing to have an accountability partner, you know, in my sister, who, again, was not even doing the program, but she was doing it to an extent with me, trying to help get me through it. And she was so instrumental in just keeping me going and saying, you can do this. You know, and in the midst of me losing 36 pounds during the 60 days, she lost a total of, I think, about 21 herself. And she was nowhere near where I was. But her short-term goal, she reached as well. And now she's even joined, like, a CrossFit class. And I told her, I said, I ain't there yet. You know, maybe in a few more months I might be there, but I can't do that right now. You know, but I've also learned to teach myself to stop saying I can't. Because in the beginning when I was doing your DVD, I kept saying, I can't do that, I can't do that. And she was saying, stop saying you can't. Yes, you can. You know, so I've gotten through it. And I mean, you know, it's just amazing to see how far I've come, because I was so afraid that I couldn't do it. And not only was my sister not, you know, instrumental, so were my children. My youngest daughter, who's still home. Now, mind you, I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old who've both gone back to Georgia, which is why I was so familiar with you, because I was born and raised in Atlanta. So I knew you back in the day when I was growing up, and you had the gym over by the, in the Sears building. So, yeah, I remember all of that. But it's so funny, because both of my oldest daughters went back to Georgia for college, and now I just have my youngest daughter here with me. And it would be so funny. I would ask her, like, I would stop and get her maybe something to eat on the way home, and I would say, let me have a bite. And she'd be like, no, you can't have that. Like, wait a minute. I'm the mother here. And I would be like, a bite ain't gonna kill me. And she would be like, no, mommy, you can't have it. And she would call me in the evening sometimes when I would work late. And she'd say, well, I'm cooking so-and-so, can you have it? Because if you can't, then I'm not going to cook it. So it was just great to have the support system. And that was so, so important.
Well, that's fantastic. And listeners, I want you guys to make sure you go to LeeHaney.com and check out Cheryl before and after pictures, and you get to hear a testimony here on Talk Radio. And please sure that you let your friends know what's happening with us. Got any questions, you can email us. Just go to leeHaney.com, and we'll be more than happy to answer those questions. And you can get a testimony of Cheryl and a lot of the other challenge participants and how they went about making this type of progress. And sure, you're just moving forward. You're getting yourself together, girl. And I just want to continue to do that. And I want to thank you for being on the show. Any last minute something real quick? Any last minute words?
I just want to say to everybody, when you think you can't, you can. You know, I tell everybody, you know, it's all in your mind. Once you set your mind to do it, because, I mean, for years I've been saying I was going to do this, I was going to do that, and I'll start and I'll stop. But, you know, once you get on that track, it's so much easier. You know, you just have to make up in your mind. You can't let anybody else tell you when to do it or how to do it. You just got to make up in your mind that, you know, I'm going to do this. You know, and I always say, you know, I think one of my favorite scriptures that helped me through this was Isaiah 40:31. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength, mount up on wings like eagles and fly. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God will give you the strength if you just forge ahead. And that's what I had to do. I just had to pray through it, and I made it.
All right, Cheryl. Thanks so much, darling. God bless you. Keep up the good work and keep inspiring those around you. We'll talk to you next
thank you,
time,
thank
okay?
You. All right, thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Hey, and listeners, hey, you guys, make sure you visit us at leehaney.com. Let your buddies know about what's happening. See you later.